This man welcomes sinners and eats with them. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. If there is any good news in the good news, it is that line. It's good news for us. This man welcomes sinners and eats with them. Let it sink in for a second. This man welcomes sinners to his table, to his meal. His life, his company, he is with them. He does not exclude them or chastise them or censure them. He welcomes them. He welcomes us. What does it mean for us? What does it mean that he welcomes us and he dines with us? He makes a way back for us, a way back to God. Just as he did for Paul, in that second reading from Timothy, it's a beautiful reading. Paul's not writing to a church. He's not writing to a community. He's writing to some person. He's writing to Timothy. He's writing to Timothy, who he says is his spiritual child. He's writing to somebody he loves. He addresses him as beloved. And he tells him about himself and what God has done for his life, because he wants Timothy to understand how powerful that grace is in somebody's life. And he says, I was once a blasphemer, a persecutor, arrogant, but I have been mercifully treated. And he said, I acted out of ignorance in my unbelief, but I have been mercifully treated. Indeed, the grace of our Lord has been abundant. Christ came into this world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. So this is a saying that's trustworthy and deserves full acceptance. Christ came into this world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. Paul was a sinner. He thought he was doing God's will. He thought he was a religious man, but he was murdering people in the name of God. He participated in the stoning of Stephen, the first martyr of the church. He was on his way to Damascus to arrest wayward Jews who have gone off after the way, the Christian way, to bring them back to Jerusalem for trial, some of them maybe even to death by stoning. Paul thought he was doing God's will. But then he had a revelation on the way. He came to understand that the image he had of God, the understanding he had of God, was not right. And so Paul, who was an arrogant man, who was confident in his own view, had to rethink. For a while he was blinded. For a while he had to be humbled. For a while he had to sort of, in a sense, be restrained by God so that he could be taught. But Paul opened his heart to that teaching. And he recognized that Jesus had reached out to him. And Jesus reaches out to us. The thing about this is that Jesus doesn't just welcome us if we come knocking. He goes out and searches for us. He didn't just welcome Paul. He went out searching for him. He didn't just welcome, and he gives us the parables. I mean, this 15th chapter of Luke is the understanding that Jesus wants us to have of God. This is a very important chapter in Christian understanding. And he doesn't just welcome us, he searches us out. And he tells three parables that talk about how God is out there looking for us. First, about the lost sheep, how he leaves the flock and he goes out in search of that one lost sheep, on that wayward lost one. Now, of course, I guess that his hearers would have known that anybody who had 100 sheep would have had some help out there. He's not leaving the other sheep alone out there in the desert. One shepherd wouldn't be out there with 100 sheep. But he has gone off to search for this lost one. Or the second parable about the lost coin, the woman who searches for this coin. I think it's interesting that he uses this image of God as a woman here. And he says, she lights the lamp, and she sweeps the floor, and she looks in the sofa and moves the cushions, and she moves the furniture, She makes every effort to find what is lost, and then when she finds it, she rejoices over it. Or in the story of the prodigal son, this father of Jesus, this Abba, this is who he wants us to understand that God is. This is a father who leaves the porch light on and the door unlocked. This is a father who walks out on the edge of the property and looks for this son. I think one of the best lines in that story is, while he was yet a long way off, or while he was still a long way off, the father caught sight of him and ran to him. The son doesn't run to the father runs to the son. Ran to him and kissed him and embraced him. Now this is our teacher. Jesus says, he who has seen me has seen the Father. This is the image that Jesus wants us to have of God. But what image do we really have of God? What image do we really hold in our hearts about God? Do we think of God as the prime mover, the creator, the watchmaker, the God of the deists, somebody remote, who sets the universe in motion and then stands apart? Or do we think of God as the lawgiver, the God of Mount Sinai, the God whose wrath blazes up, whose law is given to us and which we must obey or we will die? Do we think of God as the just judge in Leviticus, harsh, requiring punishment? Or do we think of God as the jealous lover, the angry lover, often revealed to us in the prophets, like Jeremiah, someone whose wrath blazes up because of our unfaithfulness? All of those images are valid in a way, but they are not the image that Jesus wants us to have. The image Jesus wants us to have is Abba, Father. That's how he tells us to address our God, one who loves us, one who makes a way back, one who searches us out, one who forgives immediately, celebrates generously, welcomes fully. Jesus says that he who has seen me has seen the Father. And what we see in Jesus is somebody who searches out the lost, who welcomes sinners and eats with them. And that's exactly what the scribes and Pharisees didn't like about him. They thought he should understand better who this was that he welcomed and ate with. But this father isn't like that. This father is hard for us to accept. We often see ourselves as the good son, the one who has been faithful all these years. But if we really examine our hearts, if we really think about it, we haven't been. You know, sometimes we've been here all these years and we've never really understood the Father. That's evidently what that good son was. He was there all those years. He was at the dinner table in that farmhouse. He was working with the Father in that farm on those fields, and he never really understood the Father. He thought he understood him, but he didn't. Sometimes, like the good son, we want God to be like us. Cut people off who are wrong. Reject those who have hurt us. Judge those who are against us. That's what we expect God should be, because that's what we would be if we were God. Unforgiving, unrelenting, hard of heart. But he's not. And thanks be to God, he's not. He is the Abba of Jesus. And that's good news. That's really good news. This man welcomes sinners and eats with them. Let us go to his table.